堂听 class.com。
The Prince and the Pauper by Mark Twain. Excerpt from Chapter 30. Did Tom Canty never feel troubled about the poor, little, rightful prince who had treated him so kindly?And flown out with such hot zeal to avenge him upon the insolent sentinel at the palace gate? Yes, his first royal days and nights were pretty well sprinkled with painful thoughts about the lost prince, and with sincere longings for his return.And happy restoration to his native rights and splendors. But as time wore on, and the prince did not come, Tom's mind became more and more occupied with his new and enchanting experiences. And by little and little, the vanished monarch.Faded almost out of his thoughts. And finally, when he did intrude upon them at intervals, he was become an unwelcome specter, for he made Tom feel guilty and ashamed. Tom's poor mother and sisters traveled the same road.Out of his mind. At first, he pined for them, sorrowed for them, longed to see them. But later, the thought of their coming some day in their rags and dirt, and betraying him with their kisses, and pulling him down from his lofty place,and dragging him back to penury and degradation and the slums, made him shudder. At last, they ceased to trouble his thoughts almost wholly, and he was content, even glad, for whenever their mournful and accusing faces,did rise before him now, they made him feel more despicable than the worms that crawl.